Letters from the Maury Island Principals in the 1967 Merseyside UFO Bulletin by Charles Lear. Throughout the history of flying saucers / UFOs, there have been characters that those being kind would describe as colorful and those being blunt would describe as liars, hoaxers, and conmen. One of these characters was Fred Chrisman, who became famous / infamous due to his involvement in the Maury Island case. Chrisman was accused of hoaxing the case along with business partner Harold Dahl, and the two confessed as much to an FBI agent who investigated due to the deaths of two military intelligence officers associated with the case. Chrisman faded from the public eye after this, but showed up again on November 21, 1968, when he was called to testify at the trial of Clay Shaw looking into the JFK assassination. We have recently come across some correspondence between a UFO investigator, Chrisman and Dahl, in the pages of a 1969 edition of a British UFO magazine that may be of interest to our readers. Chrisman seemed to be compelled to insert himself into the middle of a mystery. In 1946, he wrote a letter to Amazing Stories editor Ray Palmer, who had just brought the magazine a great deal of success with his promotion of the Shaver mystery. This got its name from stories written by Richard Shaver about underground-dwelling ne'er-do-wells called Darrows, who influenced us up here on the surface with mind-control rays. Shaver seemed to believe they were based on truth, and Palmer might have as well, but he definitely promoted them as such. Chrisman's letter was published in the June 1946 issue, and it tells of Chrisman and a buddy fighting Darrows in a cave in Burma. According to Chrisman, his buddy got a dime-sized hole in his bicep from a Darrow ray gun. Chrisman wrote another letter to Palmer in 1947, just after the Kenneth Arnold sighting in June of that year had kicked off the whole flying disc craze. Chrisman told Palmer that, on Maury Island, just off the coast of Tacoma, Washington, he had recovered some material from a disc. Palmer had been in communication with Arnold regarding his sighting and arranged for him to fly, Arnold was a private pilot, to Tacoma to look into the story. Palmer wired him $200 for his troubles, and Arnold became the world's first privately funded flying saucer investigator. The story that came out was that Dahl, while in a boat belonging to him and Chrisman, had seen six donut-shaped saucers near Maury Island. One of them seemed to be having problems, and it dumped hot debris that broke Dahl's son's arm and killed his dog. Arnold found himself unsure of what to believe and called in the military intelligence officers who looked into his case, Lieutenant Frank M. Brown and Captain William Davidson. They weren't impressed and left, but not before Chrisman insisted they take some of the debris with them, which he handed to them in a cornflakes box. Their plane crashed, killing both of them, and the headline the next day in the August 2, 1947 Tacoma Times was, "Sabotage hinted in crash of Army bomber at Kelso. Plane may hold flying disc secret." Brown and Davidson's names appeared in the story before they were released to the press, and the person most likely to have given the information to the paper was Chrisman. Harold Dahl kept a low profile after that, but Chrisman would occasionally speak as a lecturer on flying saucers and started hosting a political radio show on August 1, 1968, for which he used the alias John Gold. On July 23, 1967, at a UFO convention in Seattle, Washington, unidentified aerial phenomena research organization director Gary Leslie met Chrisman, and Chrisman gave him Dahl's address. This led to a series of letters between the three of them that were published in the January-February 1969 Merseyside UFO Bulletin. Leslie wrote a letter to Dahl the next day, asking if he could help him in getting the facts straight regarding the Maury Island case. He asked if Dahl would send him copies of the photos. Chrisman had told Arnold that he'd taken photos of the craft that appeared when he went to investigate, but he never produced them. Send him a written testimony of the account as you remember it, and contact Dr. Chrisman. Chrisman hadn't given him his address, and get a written testimony from him. Finally, he asked if the boat was intact or if the damage from the raining debris was still visible. Leslie got a letter back from Dahl dated August 22, 1967. He informs Leslie that it has been his and Chrisman's policy not to answer letters regarding the Maury Island incident. He complains about the treatment he, and particularly Chrisman, received at the hands of a disbelieving public. He mentions, however, that with renewed interest in the case, the public might not be quite so ready to laugh and call us insane. According to Dahl, after Maury Island, Chrisman returned to the Air Force to fight in Korea and finish his schooling after that as a psychologist. He mentions a television show starring Ray Thins called The Invaders that he swears is based on Chrisman's life. He describes Chrisman as a serious investigator who has never sought publicity and has never used his knowledge of the saucer thing for personal gain, and that he had contempt for those who did so. That being said, he wrote that he didn't know why Chrisman was speaking in Seattle, and that when he asked Chrisman, Chrisman replied that it was better he didn't know all the facts. He mentions that Chrisman was scheduled to speak with a Dr. Frank Stranges in Omaha, Nebraska, and New York, but that Chrisman didn't show up. Dahl describes Chrisman as probably the most learned individual in this country in the general knowledge of UFOs, and one of the few men that have studied the files of Project Blue Book. According to him, something changed for Lee after the Maury Island incident, and he had seen less and less of him over the years. Leslie describes seven lines of the next paragraph as being obliterated as if by a censor. Dahl answered his questions, saying he would allow Leslie to have copies of the photos and that he would give him a written account only after Chrisman approved it. He said he sent Leslie's address to Chrisman in New Orleans, but that if Leslie receives an answer, it will be a big change in his usual attitude. He said he'd get a statement from his son that Chrisman would also have to approve, that the boat was still intact and was sold years ago, and that the damage was repaired, but they had pictures of it. Researchers have looked into Chrisman's life, and the Chrisman they found doesn't quite match up with the Chrisman presented by Dahl. Adam Gorightly summed up Chrisman's life and exploits as part 003 of his series, The Raymond Brochures Files, headlined Flying Saucer Attack. After summing up the Maury Island incident, he describes Chrisman using cited sources as being called back to active duty during the Korean War in 1951. He was assigned as a P-51 fighter pilot. Gorightly cites researcher Mike Sylvester as coming up with the information that Chrisman had premonitions that he would be killed and got himself reassigned as a transport pilot. He continued to suffer anxiety to the point where he was hospitalized in Japan and, according to Sylvester, began to abuse tranquilizers during this period. Chrisman left the military in 1953 and became a high school teacher in Elgin, Oregon, and a school superintendent in Huntington, Oregon. In 1958, he was arrested and charged with drunk driving and disorderly conduct, and it was found that he was under the influence of barbiturates. Because of this, he was fired from his job with the school system. According to Sylvester, Chrisman made strange statements to the police, including saying that he had a metal plate in his head. That same year, Chrisman became acquainted with Frank Stranges and Wayne Aho, two saucer lecturers who could also be described as colorful. Dr. Frank Stranges wrote a 1967 book, Stranger at the Pentagon, in which he claimed to have met a Venusian, Valiant Thor, who was offering advice to the Eisenhower administration. Aho was a contactee who founded the Church of the New Age and was involved with two saucer swindlers, Otis T. Carr and Reinhold Schmidt, both of whom were convicted for saucer-related criminal activity. Carr had claimed to have built a working flying saucer that he and Aho were supposed to pilot, but a demonstration failed. Aho was brought up on charges along with Carr, but it was determined that he was just a dupe. As for Chrisman using the title Doctor, and Dahl writing that Chrisman had finished his education in psychology after the war, there seems to be an explanation. According to the Wikipedia entry on Chrisman, citing the November 6, 1966 Washington Olympian as the source, in November 1966, Chrisman founded the Professional Research Bureau, with T. Edward Beckham and Sir Robert Bates seeking to conduct research and consultation within the fields of pedology research and industrial psychology, public relations, and criminology. Gorightly explains that Chrisman and Stranges ran a number of dicey diploma mills, so they perhaps bestowed the title of doctor on each other. Next week, Letters from Chrisman. Charles Lear is the author of The Flying Saucer Investigators,